Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The government has thrown Vodafone Idea a lifeline. The cabinet approved a plan to freeze adjusted gross revenue dues of Vodafone Idea at 87,695 crore rupees as of December 31st, rescheduling repayment over fiscal years 2032 to 2041, while also opening the door to a government panel reassessing the dues, reports Money Control. Shares of Vodafone Idea tumbled as much as 20% before closing 11.5% lower, after initial media reports claimed that the Union Cabinet approved a relief package for the telco without any waiver or reassessment of dues. Strains are showing in India's gig economy. Responding to a nationwide strike call, food delivery platform Swiggy and Zomato boosted incentives to shore up rider availability on New Year's Eve. Swiggy offered to increase earnings to up to 10,000 rupees across December 31st and January 1st, while Zomato promised 120 to 150 rupees per order during peak hours and waived penalties on order denials and cancellations. As many as 1.5 lakh delivery workers threatened to stop taking orders on December 31st, report Aryaman Gupta and Chabi Kala. Turning to mobility, Ishan Gera discovers that India's transition to cleaner vehicles is not a straight leap to EVs. While metros such as Delhi and Bengaluru are sprinting ahead in EV adoption, Uttar Pradesh has emerged as a hybrid hub. In 2025, one in six strong hybrid cars sold in India was registered in UP, driven by tax incentives and consumer caution as the state leans into fuel-efficient vehicles. As the year winds down, it's time to take stock with the annual Ready Reckoner from the tech, startup and markets teams. Money Control's AZ guides offer a snapshot of 2025's biggest trends. In tech, artificial intelligence took center stage, with India building foundational models and OpenAI facing pressure from Google's Gemini. Meanwhile, the stock market saw record-breaking IPOs, with companies raising 1.95 lakh crore rupees. Speaking of IPOs, Indian companies raised a record 1.5 lakh crore rupees via this route in 2025, but the median return is surprisingly zero, reports Kushi Keswani. Despite 72% of new listings debuting at a premium, only half continue to trade above their issue price, underscoring the importance of valuation discipline for investors. On the final trading day of 2025, Jai Jagannath tallies the market scorecard. The Nifty gained 10.5%, but underperformed Asian peers. The mid-cap index rose nearly 6% in 2025, while the small-cap index fell 5.6%. While PSU banks, metals and autos shone, realty and IT took a hit, with TCS seeing its worst year since 2008, losing 20%. Some standout performers include Eicher Motors, up 50%, and Ashok Leyland, rising 63%. The gains in large caps and mid caps come despite sustained selling by FIIs. Their equity holdings in India fell for the first time in 3 years in 2025, pushing FII market share to a 14-year low, reports Ravindra Sanavane. Legendary investor Warren Buffett will step down today as the head of the trillion-dollar conglomerate Berkshire Hathaway, writes Ankit Sepru. And finally, Mariam Faruqi captures how influencers have become central to India's movie marketing machine. The film industry poured more than 250 crore rupees into creator-led campaigns in 2025, reports Mariam. Creators and meme makers generated more than 610,000 posts and 2 billion engagements across social platforms, making movie buzz a cultural phenomenon. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.